Okay, GWA, this is Vashti XXX, and I am going to do a couple of things today. I am going to fulfill one of my tags from the tag challenge, and I am going to use a new toy that I got, and I am going to do this hysterical literature. So I got the tag biting, and the user Wilted We Fade Away was kind enough to give me a story I could read that involves biting. So I haven't done anything like this, hysterical literature, before, so this should be interesting. And this new toy is called the Tantus. I think it's Tantus. Yeah. Echo. So if anybody feels like they want to see what it looks like, I don't know how this is going to go. Hopefully I'll make it through the story. It's not too long. I guess I'll just put this in first and then start reading, and we'll see. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna turn this on. The story is called Love Bites. Okay. Sorry, the vibration's a lot. Okay. Are you sure we should be doing this? Of course not, she laughed. But that's what makes it so exciting, right? Giving me a sly wink, she turned to scan the graveyard for any passerbys. At this time of night, though, that seemed highly unlikely. The pale moon glinted off marble tombstones and jeweled mausoleums as we sifted through dirt as black as coal. Of course, you're just so twisted, aren't you? I smiled as I bent over the grave, my face unseen in the monochrome gloom. That was what I adored about her. From her every look and thought, to the simple words she muttered to make me happy. She seemed addicted to danger and excitement, never stopping to make her life worth living. Oh my god. As I raised my shovel, tossing another load of dirt from the deepening hole. Oh no, that was wrong. I raised my shovel, tossing another load of dirt from the deepening hole. At my feet, water started to appear, mixing with the dirt to make a slick black mud. Ugh. I stepped backwards as more mud filled the hole. I think I hit a spring or something. Her golden laughter floated down into the grave as I wiped the mud from my hands. You seem to be an expert with that stuff anyways. I don't think a bit more will hurt you. She was referring to the episode earlier that week when we had switched an old granny's red berry pies for ones filled with mud. Well, in that case, maybe you could do with a bit. I scooped a light handful of mud and playfully flung it at her. She ducked. A light splatter catching her neck to ooze down. Black as blood in the pale light. Her eyes twinkled as she glared at me. Her face wet with mud. To me, it only seemed to make her more beautiful. I stooped back down into the grave, gripping the shovel tightly. The work was easier. The soft ground giving way and crumbling into mud. As I lifted more and more mud out of the pit, I savored the growing sense of anticipation, the thrill of sheer horror at what was to come. Suddenly, a silver glint winked at me from beneath the layer of muck, reflecting pale moonlight as it bled from the sky above. A tarnished handle soon emerged as I pushed away the mud with my trembling hands. Hey, I found it. Looking upwards, I saw her appear over the edge of the grave. Even in the semi-darkness, I could see a broad grin appear on her face. Jumping down beside me into the ankle-deep muck, she joined in unearthing the surface of the coffin. Wow, we gazed at the ancient mirrored surface that shone through the grit and dirt of countless years, streaked and damaged by the water and the soil. The grim sarcophagus was covered in mysterious runes. Okay, I knelt down and ran my hand over the stretched surface, peering at my reflecting in the weather-stained mirror. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her smile grow larger as her eyes drank in the symbols and runes engraved across the cover. As I examined it more closely, I felt her hand on my shoulder. What is it? It's straightened, holding her shoulders as she leaned against me. Almost instinctively, her eyes flicked upwards, to drink in the moon's silver light before staring deep into my own. I noticed anything, she whispered. There's no lock. I looked down at the coffin we now stood on, nodding my head. I began to say something, but before I could, she was kissing me. I closed her arms around me. against the wall of the pit. No. Grinning as she began to run her tongue along my neck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Was that burning sensation what love felt like? I had thought I'd known before all of this, when we had just been together. But this was different. This was special. I was in love. As we kissed, it began to change. My neck felt wet and sticky. A tingling sensation spread. Spreading from where her mouth worked against my skin. Was that... burning? Suddenly, I was pushing her away, putting a hand to my neck. Black blood glinted in the moonlight as I held my trembling fingers before me. As I opened my mouth, to scream, oh God. She covered up with hand and smiled at me. So beautiful still, despite the blood dripping from her mouth. As I stared, hardly breathing, she grinned once more, revealing long, sharp teeth. With renewed vigor, she bent towards me, sticking her canines into my flesh. I wanted to scream as my sweet dark blood flowed from me, but instead I fell to my knees, powerless, as my love stood over me, dripping in black. Oh God, so close. As my blood touched the coffin, its surface began to warp and change. Okay. Black blood flowing in rivulets across its tarnished surface. The mirror sunk and gave way to reveal the dusty remains of some long dead soul. I shuddered as she brought her mouth close to me one last time. Lazy kiss to my mangled throat, drying the last drops of blood from my broken corpse. Turning, she slammed the door and began climbing to the surface, leaving me at the bottom of the grave. I dug myself. This is the end. Oh, If anybody wants a toy review, oh fuck, I can't breathe. It's a good toy. Thank you for listening to me suffer through reading. Hopefully, it made sense somehow.